we just discussed.
Yeah.
He just has a good formulation.
Just presents both stuff and very clearly.
Okay,
in terms of what kind of co-op specifically have you given?
Yeah, actually, the schedule reports in some LFP. Okay, the owner just brought to my attention. Okay, this is going to be a few minutes. Let me get the keys. Yonah just brought to my attention that the Piskei Tshuva quotes this Mishnah Melech, that the Mishnah Melech is here in Perek Vav Halacha Tetzayin, also has a very clear formulation of the issue, whether or not Shliach Rishon can inspire Shliach Sheni. This Tapakim Shliach Rishon Vavata Shliach Sheni, Ni Amino Nehi, Yesh Lekoch Lamanu Shliach, Mikom Akom Kulu Bikoch Dal Kasu, Vein Lekoch Lavata Lashlichos. Dunya, I don't know if you can get my briefcase upstairs. My door is open up here. Dumya. One second. Dumya, the hecha the meis shliach rishon, the miskaleshes like they shliach sheni. Odilma, shiny meis, the hecha the bitla shlichos, the feirush. Velamatzas gilu ledinze. Then he quotes the Ram Padua, the majbinas a shliach im nasa shliach shaloyevat lendo. But Diana Dover Tzarech Etzli Talmud, implying in the Maran Padua that he has the ability to fire. But again, this idea that whether it's Mikoach by Bala Rishon or not, but I think if one is Medayek, that the Taz's formulation and the Ramah's formulation are emphasizing different points, and those different points are important to our issue. But it would emerge as clearly, I think, different perspectives on whether Shliach Hos Shliach is fundamental or not, whether there are two types of Shlichos regarding it or not, whether it's a separate Koach, whether it's the Koach Abal, or whether it is a kiyum in the shlichos, I think the full range emerges from our discussion. Okay, just very briefly, Rav Shneur was going to speak more fully, but as I've pointed out many years, but we try to speak about different aspects of it different every year. The parsha, the Torah, when it speaks about a shofar, speaks about it in two different ways. In Parsha Samar, Torah speaks about shofar as zichron truha. In Parsha Pinchas, the Torah speaks about shofar as a yom truha yielachem. And the question is, again, what those two things signify, what their relationship is. In other years, we've spoken about the complexity of Rosh Hashanah, the idea that it's a very flexible day with many themes, and you're supposed to choose the ones that you need the most. It's a day of beginning of the process of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, where one is supposed to identify his own flaws and shape the nature of his tshuva. You have to relate to everything, but you also have the ability to pick and choose what you want to emphasize and so on. I think it's very much based on this idea of Zichron Trua, which I've suggested in the past, is intentionally an ambiguous phrase, and a phrase that the Ramban characterizes as being the most difficult in Parshas HaMoedim. If you look at the Mefarshim, there's such a range of views of what it means. It means almost anything you want it to mean. I think intentionally, because all these things are important in Rosh Hashanah, and depending on what one's personal situation is, one needs to emphasize some of the motifs more than others. So in general, I think Zichron Truah is a very important formulation. The Gemara sees it as a tachlif for Truah. The Gemara uses it as the originally, when it thought that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that you don't blow shofar, that's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara thought that was a din d'oraisa, so the Gemara thought that it was based on the principle of the zichron trua as opposed to yom trua. Again, this idea that there can be a Rosh Hashanah without trua. And how will it be expressed? Through zichron trua, through a zecher of trua. The Gemara also uses the expression in terms of mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. The Gemara is havamina that even if mitzvahs say tzrichos kavana and other mitzvahs, but when it comes to tkiyah shofar, mitzvahs tzrichos kavana, because the Torah calls it Zichron Tshuva. Again, I tried to suggest in past years that, in a way, it's strange that the adjustment of the normal halacha of Rosh Hashanah in most years is Tkiyah Shofar. Why is it that the Torah in Parshas Emor, which is the Parshas HaMoadim, and which, you know, catches our attention in terms of Kedushas Hayom, would dafka pick the pasuk which the Gemara and others think, you know, refers to adjustments from the ideal, you know, when there's no shofar? And again, trying to suggest that Zichron Tshuva represents this wider view of shofar, the fact that it can be substituted for, the fact that there is more than one way to express shofar, or the fact that it has many meanings, that that's true and consistent with the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah as a complex day, a day of Zichron Tshuva, a day in which even if you don't have access to the shofar, nonetheless, there's plenty to focus on in terms of self-improvement and introspection and so on. I'd like to focus on today, however, is a different aspect of it, and that is the relationship to tefillah. Because when the Gemara has that Havamina, the Zichron Tshuva is the reason that Parshat Shacharias B'Shabbos, that there's no Tkiya, so Rashi explains that, in a way, the tefillos that we say, Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros, will be a substitute for Shofar. And that Zichron, in this sense, means the tefillos are a Zecher of the Tkiyas. But again, question would arise, why is that Dafka mentioned in Parshas Emor and not the norm and the ideal, which is Tkiyas Shofar itself? Truth is that this is not only Rashi on that Daf, the Gemara has the Havamina of Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos, but it's Rashi in his Perush on the Torah as well. In Emor, Rashi explains Zichron Tshuva as referring to Zichronos V'Shofros. And the Ramban immediately asks against Rashi, you know, how could this be? Zichronos and Shofros, number one, there's Malchios, it's a topic of its own right. Apparently, according to Rashi, the role of Malchios differs from that of Zichronos and Shofros. We say, instead of a kela kadosh, a melech kadosh, or a melech mishpat, the idea of Malchios apparently is a different, we relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam differently on Rosh Hashanah. That's different than the themes that we accent as part of the process of Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTshuva. The themes are, according to Rashi, Shofros and Zichronos. The address is to the Melech Malchi HaMalchim, supposed to Hakel HaKadosh. That's one question the Ramban asks. The other question the Ramban asks is, how could it be that Torah refers to these Psukim when the Psukim are only Drabanan? The Gemara says clearly in the end of Rosh Hashanah that if you have to choose to be in a place of shofar or a place of tefillah, that's a place where you can fulfill the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar, or you can be yotzei yedei tefillah, even if it's a question of being in a safek tekiyah shofar and a vadai, you have to give up being in a vadai makom where you can be yotzei yedei tefillah. So the Gemara says you choose the place of safek tekiyah shofar because tekiyah shofar is daraisa, and the malchus, the chronos and shofros, the tefillahs are only the Rabbana. That's the Ramban's question against Rashi. So the question is, how can Rashi interpret this way? So, basically, Rav once suggested that the answer to that question lies in the relationship between tefillah and shofar. And it's part of a larger discussion, but let me just mention a few highlights, some things that he said and some of the things that I think also are connected to it. Rav suggested that the answer to Rabban's question is that all the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah really establishes is that when there is a choice to be made between Tkiyah and Tfilah, that Tkiyah is Daraisa and Tfilah in that context is Drabanan. What Rashi had in mind was that in the context of Tkiyah, Tfilah is Daraisa as well. So what we're told is that Rosh Hashanah is a day of Zichron Tshuva. It's a day in which Malchios, by terms of who we're addressing, to use the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah's language, Shetam lichuni aleichem kedei sheyale zichronosechem lefanai ubameh b'shofar. The vehicle of the shofar is used to convey zichronos to to the audience of the Melech, when that takes place in the context of Bameh, the shofar, of the Tkia shofar, then the Amiras Apsukim of Zichronos, Shofros, and Malchios as well become a Daraisa. The question is, why should that be true? And again, why is that the best way to capture the theme of Tkia shofar and the theme of Rosh Hashanah? I think that the answer is as follows. Number one, it's clear that Rosh Hashanah has a designation as a Yom HaTfilah. There is a machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban whether Tfilah Kol Yom is Daraisa or Drabanan. Rambam Shita is a Kol Yom, at least once a day, maybe not the Nusach HaTfilah that we have, but the ingredients of that Nusach HaTfilah is a Din Daraisa. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos explains that unless you're talking about Eis Tzara, some time of crisis, Tfilah is only Drabanan. Eis Tzara, Tfilah becomes Daraisa. But even the Ramban in his Perush Al Torah in Parshas Se'amar explains that Mikra Kodesh refers to a day of Tefillah, Talmud Torah, and Kriyas HaTorah. So there's an element, or at least a kiyum, of Tefillah in every Moed that is Daraisa. But going even beyond that, that's part of the general idea of Mikra Kodesh. Clearly, the idea of Eis Tzara, as the Ramban understood it, may apply not only in a time of a physical crisis, but in a time of existential crisis as well. The Rav actually used to interpret Shitas HaRambam that the Rambam really agreed with the Ramban, that the only Daraisa of Tefillah is Ve'es Tzara, just that man's condition is such that every day is Ve'es Tzara. He has an existential crisis of purpose, how he fits into the world, what his objective is, how he relates to the omnipotent Creator. He has a crisis every day. But even if one doesn't go so far, certainly one could argue that the Ramban's idea applies in an Eis Tzara of, where it's not a question of, being sieged by other nations, not necessarily the kind that creates an obligation for Tainus Tzibur in the normal sense, but the Eis Tzara of a Zman, which is of urgency, how you manage the challenge of that Kedushas HaZman is going to have major impact on your physical future and especially on your spiritual future. So even according to the Ramban, one could argue that beyond the Kiyum Mikra Kodesh of every Chag, there's a more specific concept of Chiyuv Tefillah that flows from Tefillah, not just from Mikra Kodesh, particularly in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. The Rambam characterizes Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim as Yom Tshuva Yira V'Fachad. A day of Yira V'Fachad is a day of Tefillah. Even more to the point, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, I like that formulation even better. Rambam says, Yemei Avoda V'Hachna U'Pachad U'Mora Me'Hashem. These are days of fear, where you're literally terrified or in awe of the Rebbe Shalom. But that doesn't create greater distance. On the contrary, it creates greater affinity to him, the yiram imenu, umivrach ummanos elav. That sense of dependence and fear and alienation that you initially feel ultimately leads a stronger relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utshuva v'tachnunim u'bakasha kaparu u'slicha v'kol elo hanyanim eno hagu nasvot v'asimcha. So the Rambam's formulation, part of the element of tshuva, of Yimei Yira V'Fachad, why there is no Hallel, is because there are days of Bakasha V'Tachanunim, in addition to Kaparo Slicha. This is said not only about Yom Kippur, but Rosh Hashanah. It's Perush Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah to explain why it is that there's no Hallel. But it goes beyond that as well. Some of the Achronim explain that even if one doesn't accept the concept of the Piyutim in Tefillos generally, Hefsek and Tefillah, the big discussion. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, maybe Dafka then, because they're Yimei Tefillah, maybe Dafka then, Piyut, is appropriate. The idea of Yimei Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, needs to be integrated with the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Are we dealing with two different concepts that exist side by side? Or do they actually integrate one into the other? The fact is that there's my focus on Rishonim about the configuration of Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. The Balamor is the opinion that the nine bracha Tefillah that we accept on Musafim, right, in order to integrate Malchia, Zechonos, and Shofros and Tkial, Seder, Bracha, that that is the configuration for all the Tefillos, including Ma'ariv, of Rosh Hashanah. Clearly, according to the Balamor, the unique status of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tefillah is conveyed by the whole structure being different. Just as Tefillah B'Shabbos of Yom Tov is different than B'chol, and that's measured also by the number of brachos, so too the nine sets Rosh Hashanah and Yom, sets Rosh Hashanah at least, possibly Yom Kippurim, apart as well. Other Rishonim disagree. The Ramban thinks only Tefillah Sam Musafin. The Ramban thinks that the only time that we have the rule that Shliach Tzibur is Motzi Esacher Midei Chavasan B'Tefillah, even Mishapaki, may only be the additional tefillos, the additional three overlapping one of Kedushas Hayom and Malchios of Tefillas Musaf. But according to the Balamor, at least, the idea seems to be that we're dealing with a larger Yom Tefillah because it is Yom Chua and Yom Zichron Chua. The Rav once pointed out that the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are reflected in each and every one, at least on Rosh Hashanah, it's almost in every single bracha. Right? Because of the haskaros that we add. And Avos, Achreinu L'chaim, Gvuros, Zorcha Yitzur of L'chaim Barachamim, Kedushas Hashem, Avalach HaKadosh, Kedushas Hayom, Yom HaZikaron, Hodok, Sov L'chaim, Sim Shalom, B'Sefer Chaim. It's almost as if, you know, every aspect of the tefillah has been transformed by the fact that it is this special day. That still doesn't tell us whether or not these are two parallel or overlapping ideas, the day of Tkiyah Shofar and the day of Tefillah, or whether or not they integrate. But it's well known, the Farshim noted, and the Rav used to speak about it a lot, and he also noted that the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Balat Tanya, used to speak about it a lot, and that is that the Targum for Trua is Yavava. And Yavava is Tefillah in the form of Bechi. The debate in the Gemara, whether it's Yilula Yalil or Ginuche Ganich, whether it's the sobbing cry of the staccato cry of Yilula Yalil, or the, you know, more thoughtful, the wise groan or sigh of Ginuche Ganich, or both, either way constitutes a form of Bechi. And the question is whether or not this is just the form of Tekiyah Shofar, or it reflects something about Tekiyah Shofar itself. In light of this, the idea of Rashi, which is that Zichron Trua is a substitute for Tekiyah Shofar, B'Shabbos, according to the view that it's been Daraisa, we don't pass it, according to the Havamina, and according to the view of the Yerushalmi, is basically when you can, you're supposed to do Yavava B'Tekiyah Shofar, when you can't, so Zichron Trua, you create tefillah, which is a substitute for shofar. And I said this might be the pshat in Rishami as well. The Rav once suggested, as an interpretation of the Havamin of the Gemara, not sure how seriously he meant it, but he once said it at least, or the Rishami, what is the problem of tekiyah shofar b'Shabbos according to the Rishami or the Havamin of the Bavli? After all, we all know, you know, shvusi, maybe not even a shvus, maybe even chachmahi, the ena malacha. So what really is the problem? So everyone suggested very sharply that, you know, we say Shabbos Imelizak, right? There should be no Tza'aka and Bechi on Shabbos. And maybe the problem of Tekiyah Shofar is that the form of Bechi is not appropriate for Shabbos, even for Rosh Hashanah Shekalios Shabbos. Again, the Maskan is like Gemara in the Bavli, that's not the reason, because it's only Didrabanan, Zereshem Yavrena Da'alam Yusharabim. But again, it could explain the Yerushalmi. Day in the Yerushalmi thinks that this remains a din daraisa. In Tefillah, when we say ki atah shomea kol shofar, in the context of shomea Tefillah, when we say yom trua, yom azikaron, yom trua, according to this perspective, what we may be saying is that there are two forms of tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. There's the tefillah of shofar, and there's the tefillah of tefillah. Some of the Rishonim were bothered by the fact that it sounds like two chasimos in the single bracha, which is illegal. But really, if it's two sides of the same coin, then it's understandable that this is the case. The tsuras ha-shofar is a shofar which is kafu. And Rashi explains, the Gemara explains, kama dekayif inshi daite tvei mali. When it comes to the tkiot, when it comes to the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi explains, betfilaso panav kavusha la'aretz tvei adif. On the other hand, it's the Ya'el Pshuta and the Shofar Pashut on Yovel, because there, Kama de Pashut Inshi Adiv Tvei. But again, this idea of Kafuf, the form of the Shofar itself reflecting the way a person is supposed to be in the context of Tefillah, is a very, very important idea, especially if it's Ma'ake, which is Shitas Rambam. That is especially important. Rabban in his Drasha to Rosh Hashanah says the discussion of Kafuf or Pashut is really a discussion of two themes in Rosh Hashanah itself. On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. On the other hand, it's Rosh Hashanah. So as a Yom Tov, it should be Pashut. As a Yom Yirav Afachad, using the Rambam's phrase for the Rabban for the moment, it should be Kafuf. And that's the discussion of the Gemara. Which of these is more crucial? Which of these is more central? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that you can't use a shofar shopara. The reason is because ein kategar nasa sanegar. The Gemara says that shofar kafuf, which is the shem ritsui, is considered kimo niknas lifnai v'lifnim. The shofar is lifnai v'lifnim. Like tefillah itself, it goes into the innermost sanctuary. Indeed, the Rishonim discuss whether or not there's a problem mitzvah bava veira in shofar gazel, like there is in lulav gazel. So some Rishonim say lulav mitzvah bava veira is limited only to dvarim shel ritzui. Therefore, it's limited to karban and lulav. And the Ritva in sukkah disagrees. There are two formulations actually, one in daf tes, one in daf lamed. But the one in daf tes, he says, I think shofar should be included too. That too is a dvar shel ritzui. The idea that shofar is Dabar shenichnas lefnai b'lefnim, and is a dabar shol ritzui, is a very strong formulation, again linking shofar with the concept of korban and tefillah. Indeed, Ramban in his Rosh Hashanah has a safek whether or not, just like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chav Ches, that you know behema tmeya or tameh cannot be used for dvarim shebekdusha. So the Ramban in his Rosh Hashanah is mistapek whether or not a behema tmeya disqualifies a shofar or not. Again, seeing it as a kind of davar shebikdusha, which makes particular sense if it's connected to the concept of tefillah. If this is the case, so that was the Rav's idea, that when you have tkiya shofar and you have malchus, achronos, and shofros, so then the malchus, achronos, and shofros are daraisa as well. The question is, when you don't have them both, what happens then? And even when you do have them, can you split one from the other? The Ramban, in his Mechamos, explains the problem that we have in our Minag, which is, well, the problem we don't have in our Minag, the problem that they used to have in the Minag Agonim, which was, what they used to do is Tzkiyas de Miyushav, and then they would do Tzkiyas al Seder HaBrachos, in Shmon Esrei, Tzkiyas de Mumad, and they would do Tashrat, Malchios, Tashat, Zechronos, and Tarat in Shofros. And the question was, Mimar Shach, they wouldn't be Yotzei the Safek, because Trua is either Tashrat, Taibur Tashat, or Tarat, but it's not all three. Actually, Rav Haigon is of the opinion that any of them works. It's not a Safek, and we lost. The question is, what's the best strategy for Tzkiyas Shofar? But all of them work. That's Rav Haigon. That's how he explains. You could do Tashrat in one, Tarat in the other, Tashat in the other, or Tashat in Tarat. But the question is, how do we justify the minhag ha'gon? So what we do is, we do everything. Our minhag is tashrat, tarat, tashrat, tashat, tarat, tashrat, tashat, tarat, tashrat, tashat, tarat. I'm forgetting about the gedola for the moment. Gedola. But the, that aside, But the that's what we do. We do it for that reason, because we're worried about this. The Rabbeinu Tam's view was to do tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. He thought, you know, maybe a little hefsek, but basically at least you have tashrat, tashrat, tarat when you do tashrat. But what about the minhag of the Gonim, which was tashrat, tashrat, tarat? So the Ramban in Mochamo says that's because tashrat, tashrat, tarat in Tkiyos, the movement, have nothing to do with Tkiyos Shofar. Oh, now I know I have to hang. pressure, just like. Very good. I was to say the pressure escalated. That was a good answer. Okay. The Ramban says it has nothing to do with the mitzvah tkiyas shofar. It has everything to do with the fact that it's a yom tzom and a tainis, and in general we do tkiyos and chatzotzros in the context of the tefillah of a tainis. Therefore, it doesn't matter that it's mimonashach, not yotzei the mitzvah, because basically we completely fulfilled the mitzvah already when we did the tkiyos, the miyusha. But one could formulate from, and I think Ramban is very consistent on this point, since I'm very late and the pressure just got ratcheted up so much, so I'm not going to go into detail, but I think if you look at all the Ramban is of the opinion that tefillah l'chud, shofar l'chud, if shofar serves more than one function, it's still a distinct function, and not an overlapping one at that, including his perish of Zichron Trua, which is not like Rashi, and he has no sympathy for Rashi in Parsha Samar, and in his Rasha, the Rosh Hashanah. However, I think for the Rishonim who think that there is an overlap, one could suggest the explanation of the Ramban, but in an integrated way. What the Ramban is saying is that the kiyum of shofar, the tefillah, is itself a kiyum of shofar. And the Nebiyusha and the Mu'umad emphasize two elements in Tkiyah Shofar. Not Shofar and Tfilah, but two aspects of Shofar itself. I think that this is something that could be demonstrated if I had more time, that exists. There's a Mandamar holds mitzvos Einun Tzrichos Kavana, which underscores the objective Maisa mitzvah of Shofar. The Mandamar says mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana, based on Zichron Trua, which I think is telling, says, no, dafka here mitzvos tzrichos kavana, because that's part of the tefillah component. Rabbi Yonah and others explain that even if generally mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana, tefillah always requires kavana. Everybody's familiar with Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam, right? Amida lefnei Hashem. The concept of dibur and tefillah requires kavana more than maisa mitzvos generally do. If you hold that the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is tkiyah, not shmiya, so we fulfill the mitzvah through Shomea Ka'ona. So some Achronim are bothered by that, because where do we find Shomea Ka'ona outside of Tefillah? But some Achronim explain, Avnezer among them, in Choshem Mishpat for some reason, but maybe he says it again in Aruch Chaim, that because if you say that Shofar is a kind of a Tefillah, so you could say Shomea Ka'ona. The form is different, but the Kiyum is at least Kiyum of Tefillah itself. And essentially, some of the Gemaras are struggling then about the ability to separate one from the other. Gemara's discussion, mitzvah tzrichos kavana, ain tzrichos kavana, is there is a maisa mitzvah and there's also kiyum and tefillah. Can you separate one from the other? Having malchios, zichronos, and shofros without shofar is separating one from the other. Indeed, I just wanted to suggest that maybe this is the issue of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban argue whether or not Shvarim Chua is B'Neshima Achas or B'Beis Neshimos. Rabbeinu Tam said that basically the Tkiyah Shofar is an experience, and when people groan and then they sob, they first groan, they pause, and they sob. No one groans and immediately, you know, Tochen Eidiba without B'Neshima Achas sobs. The only reason a person would ever want to groan and sob B'Neshima Achas is if he felt that the groaning and the sobbing was an objective shiur of the Maisa Mitzvah's Tkiyah. And that's exactly what the Ramban says. The Ramban says Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. He says, after all, Shvarim Chua is not two kolos. We call it 30 kolos, but it's really a misnomer. It's really one kol. It's the definition of Yavava. Yavava is a single kol. It can't have a single kol, the base Neshimos. So what's going on? I think the answer is the Ramban Lashitaso holds that Tkiyah Shofar Lechud and Tfilah Lechud. And even though it's in the form of a Yavava, that's simply the definition of what a Tkiyah, or rather a Chua, really is. And therefore, Hakol b'Neshima Achas. But Rabbeinu Tam says that basically the Yavava isn't just the description of the Truva, it's the experience and the Kiyum of Tkiyas Shofar. And since that's true, therefore, it's necessary that it be B'Shtei Neshimas. For this reason, one could raise the question anew, you know, the many poskim try to be Yotze both Shitas. And then there's a debate whether or not which one should be for which. The Kiyas Demiyushav V'Neshima Achas or B'Shtei Neshimas and vice versa. And there are all sorts of cheshbonos. I can't go into the details now. You find a full range in the poskim. But I always thought that one factor that may commend the view that says the kiyos the miyushav are b'neshimachas, the kiyos the ma'umad are b'shtei neshimos, would be the idea that that's the whole point. It's kiyos shall say their abrachos. There, more than anywhere, you're emphasizing not just the objective ma'isa mitzvah, but the kiyum of yivava b'leiv. And as such, the shtei neshimos are actually, the Rabbeinu Tam is more appropriate than the Ramban. It also may affect the quality of the tkios themselves, especially the shvarim. There are different views of how you do them, you know, whether you try to keep them straight, or you, Itamar is the expert, you know, they're more again in the form of a cry than they are in the form of a straight note. Again, the question might be, what is the nature of tkios shofar? And that brings us to one of my favorite stories, just very quickly. The Rav's story of Isha Halacha about his father being the Makri, shul here in Washington Heights, which I don't think exists anymore, the Beis Medrash HaGadol. And his father was the Makri for Tkiyas Shofar, and the Lubavitcher Bal Tkiya was about to blow Shofar, and before he blew Shofar, the Rav tells a story. I'm not going to read it because it's too late. But he tells a story about how he began to cry. At which point, Ramosh Soloveitchik, in his finest Lithuanian posture, turned to him with curiosity and said to him, do you also cry when you pick up your lulav? So that's a very interesting story, and one which I think captures captures very nicely the Lithuanian orientation. Except that, the Rav then goes on to say, of course, there is a difference between lulav and tkiyas shofar. Lulav is about simcha, and lulav is about beauty, and lulav is about nature. And tkiyas shofar, he says, is about piercing the divide, the shafir, or chevion, the innermost sanctum of the Rabbona Shel Olam. And it's something that one can understand, that one might cry about. However, this is the way of the Isha Halacha. Ends off, and he says, not to externalize his emotions and his feelings, but to do the mitzvah sabore. This is in connection also with his quotation of the tshuva of the Noda Bihuda, who didn't like L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu, his introduction to mitzvahs. Thought that that takes away the mitzvah is the mitzvah. It's a tzivui, the normative perspective, rather than any Kabbalistic kavanos, is the proper way to go. So, of course, the irony is that in light of this emphasis, which the Rav himself was very strong about kiyum beki tzaka utzvila in tkiyas shofar, one could challenge the story, not from a larger religious phenomenological perspective, which one could discuss, and I've only discussed it another time, although I still think it's a terrific story, but from the perspective of pure Isha Halacha, namely, whether or not it's proper to externalize or not is, I think, an open question, but the point is that there are inner halachic elements to this concept of Bechi Utsaka. It isn't simply the form of Tkiyas Shofar, one might argue it's a kiyum in the shofar itself. Basically, there are two types of tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. There's articulated, formulated, rational tefillah, like Kol Hashanah, and even that has a special element in Rosh Hashanah, the piyutim and so on. And then there is the ineffable, the unarticulated, the inability to articulate certain emotions and feelings, which you want to penetrate nonetheless, ginuche ganech yulei yalil. And that is a form of tefillah as well. In either case, the existence of these side by side is precisely part of the complexity of our Shana. So to get back to what I began with and to end with this, I think it's perfect that the Torah in Parshas Ambar, the Parsha that focuses on Kedushas Hayom, would dafka pick the exception of Zichron Tshuva. And dafka pick the not according to the Ramban's reading of it, but at least according to Rashi's reading of it. Namely, dafka picks the ambition of integrating Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, Tefillah, with Shofar, not to get away from Shofar, but to add to the concept of Yom Tshuva Yelachem. And indeed, we never have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar spelled out in the Torah. It's either Zichron Tshuva or Yom Tshuva Yelachem. The idea of Yom Tshuva in Pinchas is also an idea that the Tshuva Shofar is should define the Kedushas Hayom of the day. It isn't simply a Maisa mitzvah that we do, like some other Maisa mitzvahs are, but rather it pervades every aspect of the day. And that Yom Tshuva itself contains these two components. It contains the objective Maisa mitzvah, which is a symbol of halacha, and the objectivity and normative character nature of halacha. That's Shetavo, Sheyavo, Sheyale, Zichron Osechem, Lifanai, Hamlichuni Alechem, Sheyale, Zichron Osechem, Lifanai, Bameh, B'shofar. That's where you have the objective Maisa mitzvah. That's the Kol Shofar, which is a symbol of Sinai, of the revelation, and of concept of Matan Torah. But at the same time, it's accomplished through Zichron Tshuva and Yom Tshuva as well. Namely, it's meant to pervade every aspect of a Kiyum. It's meant to integrate the Maisa and the Kiyum. It's meant to integrate Tkiyah Shofar together with Tefillah, so that it can really be an effective beginning of the process of Tshuva. So I wish you all a Ksivim V'Chsima Tova and a Shnas Chaim V'Shalom. It should really be a year of great achievement in Talmud Torah and Yerush Shamayim and everything else, and that the beginning of the process should be effective, so we continue with it, Naser Sumei Tshuva, leading to Yom Keit Slichol Mechila, the day of Yom Kippur. So I wish you all a good day. Sorry, it went a little long. So it's also